So, greetings to everybody. So, last time I talked about the meaning of the title of this book, Bodhicayavatara, and we discussed a little bit what a bodhisattva is, and this, and also a little bit talked about bodhicitta. Bodhisattva is a way of life. People who care for everybody, who understand that the purpose of my life is also to bring the best thing for myself, my well-being now and in the long run, this life and all the lives to come, but it is also not limited to that, that I would like to benefit, and it is important for me to take care and to think about the benefit of all other beings and everything around me, because I cannot be okay unless, you know, everybody is okay. And this is based on an understanding of what we call the interdependence. In Buddhism, interdependence is very, very important. That what I am I something, just one thing, or many things? I, for instance, I cannot survive without the right kind of environment. If I don't have the air that I breathe, I'm not there. If I don't have the heat that's around me, I'm not there. I can't survive. If there is no earth on which I live, and all the things that I need to survive myself, things to eat, things to wear, things to, you know, where I, all these different things I need, I cannot survive. If I don't have the water that I drink, and not only drink, but all the moisture that I get, I cannot survive. So, if I don't have, you know, all this is part of me. But it is also that if I don't get the love and the care of the people around me, I'm not there. So therefore, my existence depends on everything around me and lots of people and lots of people. So therefore, you know, in fact, this coronavirus is actually teaching us something, that it doesn't know any boundaries, it doesn't know any borders, it cannot differentiate to which religion you follow or which culture you follow and what kind of color you have, you know. It doesn't distinguish whether you are a high and very kind of famous person or just a very ordinary person. It doesn't know, it doesn't differentiate which kind of country you live in, or, you know, what kind of system you follow. All human beings are same. That shows very clearly that we are all same. And everybody is afraid and anxious and worried. So all these things, you know, remind us that we are all same, you know. And why do we then distinguish ourselves from each other? Why do we fight with each other? Why do we make so much conflict where it's not really necessary? And then there is also, you know, there is the bodhicitta, the compassion which cares for other people, that the love and kindness and you know, care for each other, which is also very much there in each of us, although because of our negative emotions, because of our all kind of building up our ego and all kind of negative way of seeing things, we have lots of negative emotions. But we also have this, you know, natural, intuitive, deep feeling that we want to help. We want to help at the risk of our own welfare. I heard in one of these news, social media news, as you know, I look at lots of social media news, sometimes Facebook and other things. I don't say that everything there would be genuine and correct, and it's not easy for me to see which is correct and not. But I heard that, you know, in Italy, they needed 300 health workers, doctors and nurses and things like that, in Milan area, where the, you know, the hardest hit area of coronavirus. And then they announced that we need 300 people, who would like to, you know, come and volunteer to come. And they were thinking that because this is such a difficult place, and you know, it is so dangerous, and lots of doctors have also got, doctors and nurses have also got ill, and some of them also died. So they were thinking that maybe, you know, how many people we'll get, we don't know. And you know how many people volunteered? I heard that 6,000 people, 6,000 doctors and nurses came forward and said that we are ready to go wherever there is need. I also heard that in America, you know, in New York City, when the governor called for people to come and help, especially the retired doctors and nurses and things like that, that 76,000 or something like that came forward to volunteer to work for the, you know, benefit of people at the risk of their own lives. And I don't know whether this is absolutely correct or not, but what I read or heard is that those retired people, the doctors and nurses, they said that we would very much like to come and serve people. But this disease is very easy to get, and it is very, very bad, you know, very, very strong, a very bad effect on people who are elderly. And we are almost certain that we will get the disease because we are of that age. And then we will be sick and we could die. So what we ask is this, that when we get sick, please don't give us the treatment and the facilities and hospital beds that is more needed for the public. Don't give us any of that. Don't give us special treatment. Don't give us, you know, I heard that they said those kind of things. So this shows how much, you know, how much humanity there is, how much compassion there is in the world. So therefore, you know, so this kind of, you know, is a basic thing. It's there in everybody. So, but we need to, you know, we need to awaken that. We need to awaken that, and we need to bring it out. So we need to understand the importance of this this kindness, compassion, love. How important it is to have that inside us. Not only for the other people, but it is also very important for ourselves. Because if we have that kind of compassion and kindness and determination that my life would be for the welfare of everybody, myself and others, and I would like to live a life with loving kindness and compassion, because my ultimate purpose or aim is to help all beings to be freed from all kind of sufferings, however much time it will take, however many lifetimes it will take. I will work towards that. When somebody has that kind of understanding, then there is the stability in ourselves. There is fearlessness, because or everything else, if I lose this life, doesn't matter. I'll get next one, and I will continue to work on that. And it is for the benefit of everybody. If I have this good intention, then I know that my next life will be better than this one. So therefore, you know, the fear and anxiety cannot overwhelm us. Of course, it is not easy, but if once we get this bodhicitta arisen in us in a strong way. It is the most stabilizing, most kind of important and most powerful thing, most empowering thing that we can ever get. So therefore you know that if people do things that I like, it's very good, it's very nice. If people love me, if people appreciate me, if people around me do very good and I'm successful, everything is well, it's extremely well, it's very nice, I must appreciate, I will be very happy. But even if people are not like that, people do negative things, they don't appreciate me. Even if they do negative things towards me, it's okay. I don't need to be totally, totally angry and totally upset and totally, lost or depressed by that. So when I have that understanding, then I don't have too much fear whether people would like me or not like me, people will appreciate me or not appreciate me. So therefore, I have less fears. So therefore, I can do what I feel is the best. And if people are good and appreciate and, positive, it's very nice. If not, it's also okay. So I find an armor for myself. I find a protection for myself that, doesn't matter whatever happens, it's okay. That's the most stabilizing thing, empowering thing. And I think we need this, especially in these days. We don't know what is going to happen. There can be great problems, everything. We can have diseases, we can have economic problems, we can have all kind of problems, Of course, in a way it's always like this. Always we don't know what's going to happen next. But generally we have some kind of some kind of illusion of stability. But when these kind of things happen, like this kind of pandemic and all these situations that we are facing nowadays, then those things become even more strong and more obvious and becomes more real. So therefore, so this first chapter is about that, about bodhicitta. What is bodhicitta, the benefit of bodhicitta, importance of bodhicitta, why we should, generate this bodhicitta and train on that. So that's the first chapter. Actually, the first three chapters is about, how to generate bodhicitta, how to generate bodhicitta when it is not generated. Next three chapters is how to maintain this bodhicitta once we have, generated the bodhicitta. And that is, 4, 5, 6. And then next three, 7, 8, 9. These three chapters are how to increase bodhicitta. And then the last chapter is on dedication, how to dedicate, all the positive things that we do for all other people. So this is the 10 chapters of Bodhicharya Avatara. So I think I'll stop here and thank you very much. And if you have any questions, you can ask, and I will make a separate session to answer those questions. I hope everybody is well and everybody is doing their best to keep healthy, and that they don't, that we don't spread this disease to others also. So thank you very much.